5 o'clock, so I'm going to call the January 26, 2015 meeting of the Prudential Cotuit Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Our first order of business is to appoint a new member to the committee to fill out Marge Wallace's term until May.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Stanley Goldston.
I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Would you accept?
Would you like to swear in? Sure.
And say after me, I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The general laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
The general laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
And the bylaws of the Cotuit Fire District.
And the bylaws of the Cotuit Fire District.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
Of the Office of Prudential Committee.
Of the Office of the Prudential Committee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome. Nobody from the fire commissioners. So the next order of business is an update from the chairman of the water commissioners. This is a required update by the bylaws. In February, we're supposed to be updated on by the fire commissioners and the water commissioners.
It says February.
Okay. Yeah, for their products and the items that were voted on last year. Okay.
Who's Chris supposed to be here instead of mine?
Chairman, members of the committee, Frederick Kiley, Board of Water Commissioners. Do you want me to run through the appropriations, or do you have any specific questions before I start?
I believe the treasurer has a specific question about the lowland.
Yes.
About you sent me an email. Mr. Daly, you had a question about the when the lowland was going to be the signing.
I had that of the attorney.
Okay.
Not the water commissioner.
No, not the High Street property, but the conservation property.
Correct. I wrote the attorney with that question.
Oh, okay.
I don't presume the water commissioners know the answer to that question.
Oh, okay. All right, I misunderstood. Thanks.
Since you brought that up, I did want to just talk about that. At our most recent meeting, which was Thursday, this past Thursday evening, 22nd, we did have an update from Barnstable Land Trust, and it sounds as if the process is moving in the right direction. They have to, obviously there's a component with the town of Barnstable, and then as well as the Department of Environmental Protection, they have to approve the language of the easement. We had most recently had some conversation and revised the document, the agreement with Barnstable Land Trust, and it just clarified Cotuit Fire District's responsibilities as an oversight member of the, you know, with the town of Barnstable, with the land trust and Cotuit Fire District. And it just sort of defined who has a role and who doesn't. And so the fire district will be monitoring activities within the parcel outside the ballpark and outside that buffer that the town will control. Although no, you know, physical work can be done there, it's really just to make sure that, that everything is staying as it is. Mm-hmm. And then the second question that we had was, as far as when the document is ready to be executed by all parties, I'm not sure who within Kituit Fire District will execute that document. Only because the appropriation itself doesn't appear as a water department budget item. My understanding is it's a Prudential Committee expenditure, or you know, a fire district expenditure. I don't know how you classify it, but we don't have it on our appropriations. And I don't know, because the land isn't to be held for purposes of the waterworks, whether it even should be executed by a water commission. So maybe we can just put that out there for council to define that before we get to the point. It's still probably 60 days away. That's my understanding.
Okay.
All right. So then I think without any other specifics, I can go through the appropriations for 15. And this is as of the 22nd. So 6064, which is Main Street and West Street storage tanks engineering work, a total appropriation of $120,000 to 122. $83,587 has been spent, leaving a balance of $36,412 and change. And we anticipate that that balance is sufficient to complete the work. We had an update from Green Seal Engineering, the engineering firm that's carrying out that contract. They've got a considerable amount of the work done. I think we're comfortable that they've got through at least, they're probably done with about 60% of the design work, and they indicated on the 22nd that they were comfortable with the estimate, the construction estimate and the bid number that they were going to provide for us, so that I feel that we'll be able to, when we bring our budget to your committee, we'll have a solid number in there for that article that we'll be putting on the 16 warrant. The other, next I'll work from the bottom up, and then the other item that we had funded for 15 is 6063. That's pump replacement and well treatment, and that was an appropriation of $30,000. To date, none of that money has been expended. There are two projects that Chris has teed up to do in two of the pumping stations. And it's mostly a matter of scheduling with the contractors. He's got his quotes done, but he hasn't got a hard schedule yet. So we anticipate it will probably be March or even April before that work is done. And then if you want, I can just go back to a couple of things in 14. 6062, which is that was the $200,000 appropriation for the extension of the water main on Main Street. We had an update from the town of Barnstable about 2 weeks ago, and Chris was at the bid opening. So the town of Barnstable has awarded the bid to the general contractor, who will be doing their portion and the Kituit water main as well. He's been to... most recently been to an engineering meeting, kind of the project kickoff meeting. The contractor's reviewing the design spec that we provided to them. It's our anticipation that there's no problems with that. It's a pretty standard, you know, water main. And so we'll know probably within the next 2 weeks whether that's all set to move ahead, and the anticipated start date for that construction is March. They just, you know, general sort of March of 15. Okay. And so in that account to date, we've expended $12,600. There's a balance of $187,400. My understanding is, preliminarily, it looks like that the bid that came in on that is substantially under the 187. You know, it's too early to shoot it out because sometimes there are contingencies, sometimes there are change orders. It happens. But again, we anticipate that at a minimum, the 187 is sufficient to fund the whole thing. So we don't see any possibility of going over there. And then other ones, 6061 was the truck expenditure. There's $1,500 remaining balance in that account, and we anticipate that we'll be turning that back in. They've got everything fitted out. The radios are in. You know, the lettering's done. I think everything's pretty much set. And that was $45,000 was the total appropriation, and the total ticket came in at $43,463 for the truck and equipment and everything with it. Few other things that are still carried over from other years. I asked Chris at our last meeting to give us a summary of what he thought he would be using and what he thought he would be turning in. I think we're probably, this year, we're ready to close out 6043, which was the Santuit tank construction. There was one last thing that came up with that, and we've had a problem within the column, the actual support column of the tank. There's equipment inside that, and the heating system that was installed originally hasn't been sufficient to prevent freeze-ups in there. Not the actual main, but of the test taps and the test equipment. So we're finishing up with the construction of a small enclosure. So within that round column will actually be a room that will be finished, and I think that we expect to have that done by the end of February. So once that's paid, then I think we'll finish up. There's $38,000, $747,000 remaining in 6043, and I anticipate that probably somewhere around maybe $32,000 of that will come back as well. So I guess without any other specific questions, that's the summary of where the money is and where it's going. And as far as our projects, I think within this you kind of got an update on where we're at with everything. We've we initiated some discussion about adding to our 5-year capital plan. Because at this point it only goes out, I think, to 17, and there'll be a few things that will add to that. So when we bring the budget in next month, we'll give you a better idea of what we anticipate on a 5-year capital plan.
Great.
Okay.
Thank
Great.
You.
Thanks for your time.
Any questions? No. Thank you. The fire department is late, so I'll go to the district meeting that we just had, which approved the purchase of the property at 56 High Street, the Nickerson property. So our attorney has asked for me to request a motion authorizing me to be the signatory for the purchase and sale agreement.
Okay, I'll make a motion that Fran Parks be authorized to sign the purchase and sale agreement for the property on High Street that was voted at district meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Treasurer, do you have anything for us this evening?
No, you have to report as of last week.
focusing on your future agendas. I've contacted you regarding the schedule for the annual meeting. Right. That's out there. Mark's looked at it. Charlie's going to look at it. It's likely a good agenda item for next month. The departments are due at your March meeting with their budgets.
Right.
I've also been focusing on the debt. We have a debt sale in early April. If we're going to close on School Street prior to that sale, we need to do an internal borrowing, and we're in queue for that. I've asked you to put an article on your agenda right. next month to take that necessary vote. These reports that you're receiving orally technically are due in writing to the treasurer for a posting, so if you don't have them in writing, you'll need to compile something in writing for Charlie. All the department's annual reports are in Charlie's hands for fiscal 14. I've asked you to schedule the exit conference with the auditors for the March meeting with the audit firm, so we'll take that up at that meeting. So while you're on your January meeting, I've already started working on your February, March, and to some degree April agendas. So I'm in good shape if you are. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
No. Any questions, Ms. Sally?
No.
No. Any questions?
No.
He doesn't have a chance.
He doesn't have a chance. The next item of business is to approve to, we need to do an RFP for a district treasurer. Mr. Daly's contract is up in the end of July for his three-year term. And the county has been very kind in assisting us in going out for these contracts and taking care of all the formal bidding business. So we already have a compiled RFP from the last time that we did it. And basically, they'll just have to change the dates. But I think we should have a vote to put the RFP out so we can start the process of going through all the paperwork and necessary meetings for the treasurer's position.
All right, I'll make a motion that we go ahead and issue the RFP for the district treasurer.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Can I have
yep.
a question?
Sure.
Are you both comfortable with the RFP? We didn't need to make any changes to it as far as the way it stands?
Other than date, no, I don't think we have any.
Very thorough. All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Freedom Hall. About 95% of the HVAC work is done. One of the things that will probably go into the spring is charging the air conditioning, getting that all charged up. And I forgot to bring it. The next item is snow plowing.
I did not get a written report from Roger Schneider, and Don Souza never got back to me.
Okay. Prices. So Roger's price was $75?
I think so. I was looking for the email.
Yeah, that didn't include doing the walk. Or
no.
Yeah. So Josh McCarthy has given us bids for plowing and doing the walk, which is $60 per occurrence, or just if it's just a dusting, doing salt, which also would be $60. So he lives in the village, and he has all the credentials and the paperwork and the insurance because he does commercial plowing. So I think I would like to propose that we have Josh come on board to do our plowing and to make sure that we have
well,
access.
Well, I agree with that because Roger wouldn't do any sanding or salting, and Don was a little reluctant on it. So
yeah, so if I could have a motion to make an arrangement with Josh, I believe his last name is McCarthy. I forgot my.
Okay, I'll make a motion that. You contact Josh McCarthy and make a commitment, get a commitment to plow Freedom Hall parking lot, salt if necessary, and do the walks.
Great.
Starting tonight?
Excellent.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Actually, I told him he wanted to know what we wanted to do for it tomorrow, and I told him that he could, you know, I'd let him know if he got the bid, and he could put us at the end of his list.
You know, he'll be in here until Friday.
Right. Stop laughing. The interior painting. I spoke to Mr. Boudreau. I'll just give you a little history on the painting. We had the interior of the building painted. We went out for proposal. We hired someone to do it, following the state guidelines. And he did a very unsatisfactory job. As you can notice by all the paint that's peeling, it's primarily because he didn't do any sanding. And we had him back four times to correct mistakes, and that, you know, was unsatisfactory. And so I've been having Mr. Boudreau get in contact with him, telling him, you know, they gave us a year guarantee and you can just literally peel the paint off the walls. So Mr. Boudreau has been in contact with him, and they have been relatively slow in returning any messages. And finally he had a letter from his the painter's lawyer, which basically said, you know, you haven't contacted him about having any problems, so, you know, we're not going to do anything about it. So Mr. Boudreau is getting ready to send another correspondence to him with all the email correspondence that I had with him, and if necessary, the meeting minutes when he came down here for a meeting, along with the audio of the of that encounter. So
he's a very emotional individual.
So we've requested... what we've done as far as email and the meeting here, that's satisfactory legally to say that we have communicated the problems to you?
Yes. Mr. Boudreau seems to feel that is satisfactory. So, and he's, you know, it's just not, this paint job is not gonna stand up. It didn't stand up for, you know, half a year. That's that story. We did, we have a new front door hardware. The problem with the doors are these two side doors and the two doors in the exit doors in the basement don't have panic bars on them. And so we've made an arrangements with and agreed to have Mr. Kerr come in and replace the hardware and put on the panic bars. I was in here... I was in here like not this past Monday or the weekend, I guess.
It was the day before the blood drive.
Yeah. So I was here. It was day of blood drive. It was last Thursday.
You were here in the morning.
I was here in the morning. And I went to check the doors, and this side door here going outside was open.
Not just unlocked, open.
Open.
Yeah.
The door was open. So I don't know who's using that door, what they're going out there for. I didn't see any cigarette butts. Who knows? They may be letting somebody to come in here and sleep at night because I don't know. So we need to get the new hardware on those doors.
So we locks.
Those actually won't have locks on them. Just be able to go out. You won't be able to come in. And then this evening, had a note from our janitor that there's no hot water. So I'll be contacting the plumber. And the outside floodlight over the front door that's a motion sensor needs to be reset.
Yeah.
I contacted the electrician that put it in and followed the procedure that he gave me to reset it, and it didn't work. So somebody has to get up on a ladder and fix that. I think that's it for Freedom Hall.
I don't have a copy with me, but I did read them. I'd make a motion that we approve the December minutes.
Do you have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'll forward them to you, Stan.
Great. So,
anything? No?
Okay.
Yep. So, anyone, does anyone have any public comment?
That's you.
Could you end?
My name is Deborah Watson. And I'm here because I spoke to Laurie to book another show here at the hall. And
excuse me one second. Could you get closer to the microphone? We're recording this.
Oh.
So, thanks.
All right. This would be the last show I did was the second show I did here. And I had two people helping me clean up before I left. And I was told by Laurie the place was a mess. That someone said it was a mess. And it looked almost like this, but those tables were over there. And I had Milo helping me, which is a friend, and he knows the roots and everything with here, the hall. So we both swept the floors down here, but we had a ladder we had to deal with there. And we put the chairs in front of the ladder and put some of the chairs back there. And then we had a ladder up there that we didn't touch. And the table was over there next to the ladder, which was never touched. And so I emptied all the garbage and brought it out like I did the last show that I was in. And I was the last one out. But I had two men helping, and we swept all the floors. So I don't know what the problem was. I wish I would have taken a picture.
I can tell you the problem because I'm the person that complained.
Yeah.
The things that had been taken off the stage and moved and put, you know, chairs and whatever put to the sides, you know, to make room for people to be up on the stage were not put back. And we are the people that put stuff back. We don't have anybody that, you know, comes in
what
here.
What chairs are you talking about?
Some of the brown chairs were up there, and there were some other items that got moved, you know, off of the stage to make room for people up there, and they didn't get put back to where they were.
Oh, I thought they were in front of that door, the chairs. We put them back in front of the door.
No, they were still on the sides.
Oh, they were?
Yeah,
oh.
There were still chairs in there.
Well, so. I think, I don't know if they were up on the stage, but we moved a lot of chairs down from the middle of the stage back down here so the tables would all fit. But that's beside the point. I did feel like I cleaned and picked up and the place was in order when I left, except for the janitor's stuff. The ladders, none of that was touched. There was a table over there and there was an orange ladder up against the wall. And there was something, those tables up there weren't there.
No.
And there was a long ladder behind that side of the wall.
Right, yeah. Well.
And that was left there, as is, the way it was when I walked in.
I was told the floor was a mess.
Yeah.
Not by you.
Oh, okay. You need to.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I thought that we did it. Milo swept the floors back and forth. There was nobody in the building when we were cleaning up. All the vendors left. So the place was empty. So all it was two men plus myself picking up. I'm sorry if there was something on the floor that we didn't catch.
Yeah.
But we did. Milo ran the broom back and forth, and then I was doing up there, and the other gentleman was moving the chairs and the tables, and I'm not sure if the tables were over in that corner when we did it.
Okay.
So, but I love having shows here. I live in Kituit. I'm from Kituit, and it takes a lot to have a show. First of all, this is a state promoter's license that the town, when I went to get, what you got to do before you have a show is you got to go to the town of Boston. I had to get, this is a fee for $50. Mm-hmm. And this right here, when I went to Barnstable,
They handed me a form that I had to call Boston. And this is a license, a promoter's license from Boston that costs $200. This is before I even have the show. And this is to have 9 shows. I'm up to 11/4/2015. So, and then I paid to come in and rent. So I'm in order, and I try to keep everything in order. So I do ads in the paper. But see, they told me in Boston, if I didn't get this and the special permit in both of them, that if I did the show here, that every vendor that I would have here on the floor, if they walked in, would pay $100 out of their pocket because of me being neglected. I'm just saying, but this is what it costs. So I try to do everything, and I try to keep in order of what is going on. But there's a lot of people that don't know this. When I have a yard sale, I go to the town of Barnstable,
right,
and I pay $5 to have a yard sale. And to do a show here, it costs $50. They charge just to walk in here. But there's something new now that Boston wants you to have a promoter's license. And then you got to go in front of, what is it, the meeting in that they have in Barnstable. You got to stand there, and everybody's up on the board. I'm not sure what it's
the licensing authority.
Yes. And you have to do this in order to have a show. So I'm not the type of person I keep in order. So I promise if I do have another show that I will.
That's all we're asking.
Yes, but I'm just saying there's a lot to do, and I don't know if people that have shows here know this. You know, that this. I don't know if they're informed that they have to go to the town of Barnstable to get licensed. And or they're going to be in a lot of trouble, and they could put their vendors in jeopardy, which I didn't want to do.
Right.
Because they told me that I would put my vendors in jeopardy of paying $100 each, and that was 17 vendors, counting myself.
Okay. Well, any questions?
I have no questions, no.
Thank you very much.
What was the date again that you wanted?
Well, I'm going to get back to you on that.
All right.
Because there's a lot of work. Like I said, there's ads in the paper and just contacting people.
I think you were talking about March.
I was talking about March.
Amy, did you have your hands up? Did you want to make a public comment?
Amy Case, I think this might be the first time that I've heard about this show that Ms. Watson put on.
It was a craft fair.
It was a craft fair. Okay. And so it's a for-profit organization, and is our fee structure different for nonprofits and profit organizations?
She was charged the for-profit price for the hall.
Charged the for-profit price, and the part about vendors paying her, what does that mean?
That's nothing to do with us.
Oh, that's nothing to do with us. Okay, so once she rents the hall, then she advertises, and vendors can pay her.
Correct.
In order to rent space from her. Okay, all right. Thank you very much. I was at the December meeting, and there wasn't discussion at the December meeting about appointing to the committee. I think Fran mentioned that that this committee wasn't prepared to discuss appointing to the committee, but that you had a sense that you might wait until May and then have an election in May. But you indicated that there was a chance that you would discuss it at a January 12th meeting, which was postponed. And so tonight, in 15 seconds probably, there was a motion to appoint Stan, a second, a unanimous vote, and yet there was no background of how you were approached to fill that position, who might have also expressed interest. So there was no background, no discussion, no introduction of the person, and this is not indicating that I don't think that Stan is a good candidate. My sense is he's probably an excellent candidate. But part of discussion at a meeting is that it needs to occur at the meeting. So there was no rationale to appoint. There was no introduction of the candidate and the candidate's credentials and why we would or would not appoint. There was no background on the opening, no discussion about when to appoint, when not to appoint, should we do it now, should we wait till May, why would we wait, why would we not. So I was expecting, since the January 12th meeting was postponed, that tonight there would be a full discussion for the public. And unless discussion has occurred outside of a meeting or at another meeting that I'm not aware of, there doesn't appear to be any discussion that's occurred. So I wanted to point that out and to get some feedback, if I could, on that.
I don't have any comment. Do you?
Amy was at the meeting. Stan was at the meeting.
He volunteered.
I thought it was quite obvious.
Enough. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
So moved.